Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Canto 1, Chapter 13, Dhritarashtra quits home. This is the last verse of this chapter. It's text number 60. Iti ukpa ata aruhat svargam ityukva taruhat svargam. Narada saha tumburu. Narada saha tumburu. Yudhisthira vachas tasya. Yudhisthira vachas tasya. Riddhi kvivajahajt chucha. Riddhi kvivajahajt chucha. Chunaha ityutvak taruhat svargam. Narada sahatumburu. Yudhisthira vachastasya. Riddhi kritva jahachcha. Ityuktva taruhat svargam. Narada sahatumburu. Yudhisthira vachastasya. Riddhi kritva jahachcha. Someone else, please. Someone else, please. Ladies, please. Narada Sahatumburu. Iti thus uktva, having addressed, ata thereafter, aruhat ascended, svargam into outer space, Narada, the great sage Narada Saha. Excuse me, the great sage Narada. Saha along with. Tumburu, his stringed instrument. Yudhisthira, Maharaj Yudhisthira. Bacha, instructions. Tasya, of his. Riddhi Kritva, keeping in the heart. Ajahat, gave up. Sucha, all lamentations. Translation, having spoken thus, the great sage Narada, along with his Veena, ascended into outer space. Yudhisthira kept his instruction in his heart and was able to get rid of all lamentations. Srila Prabhupada's purport. Sri Nardaji is an eternal spaceman, having been endowed with a spiritual body by the grace of the Lord. He can travel in the outer space of both the material and spiritual worlds without restriction, and can approach any planet in unlimited space within no time. We have already discussed his previous life as a son of a maidservant. Because of his association with pure devotees, he was elevated to the position of an eternal spaceman, and thus had freedom of movement. One should therefore try to follow in the footsteps of Narada Muni and not make a futile effort to reach other planets by mechanical means. Maharaj Yudhisthira was a pious king, and therefore he could see Narada Muni occasionally. Anyone who desires to see Narada Muni must first be pious and follow in the footsteps of Narada Muni. Thus end the Bhaktivedanta purports of the first canto, 13th chapter of the Srimad Bhagavatam, entitled Dhritarashtra Quits Home. Jai. So the word association appears again in this purport. So I wanted to speak a little bit about the value of devotee association, the importance of associating with the Vaishnavas, and the benefits of associating with devotees. In the beginning of this Srimad Bhagavatam, this canto, the second chapter, Divinity and Divine Service, there's a wonderful verse. Nasta prayashu abhadreshu nityam bhagavata sevaya bhagavata uttama shloke bhaktir bhavati naishtiki. By regular attendance in classes on the Bhagavatam and by rendering of service to the pure devotee, all that is troublesome to the heart is almost completely destroyed to nil, and loving service unto the personality of Godhead, who is praised with transcendental songs, is established as an irrevocable fact. Srila Prabhupada writes in the purport, so here is the remedy for eliminating all inauspicious things that are within the heart. And those things within the heart are actually obstacles on the path of self-realization. So we can associate with the pure devotee through his vapu, or we can associate with the pure devotee with his vani, through his instructions. So every day we come together, not only with each other, but we're coming together and we're associating with the pure devotee. We're associating with Srila Prabhupada, who is in the line of disciplic succession. And Srila Prabhupada has given us the remedy for eliminating all the auspicious things within the heart. Association with the devotees. is vital. It's important. It's actually the way by which we can go back to Godhead. It's the means by which we can purify our hearts. Because by associating with the devotees, by dancing in kirtan, by chanting japa with the devotees, by going on Harinam, by going on book distribution, by reading the philosophy together, by seeing the wonderful examples of the devotees, then we work with each other to keep each other in line. As Savas Prabhu said the other day in his class, and different devotees are also speaking about this and how much they like the quote, keep in your lane. So by association of all the devotees, we can keep each other in our lane. We can keep each other focused. We assist each other. So Srila Prabhupada here in this purport is explaining how the devotee Bhagavata is a direct representative of Bhagavan, the personality of Godhead. And so by pleasing the Bhagavata, one can receive the benefit of the book Bhagavata. So serving the devotees is extremely important. And this is how we associate with each other, is by serving each other, by doing things for one another, for assisting one another in our paths back to Godhead. We need each other. We know the example that Srila Prabhupada says about one stick. So one stick can break very easily. But when you put many, many sticks together, it becomes that much more difficult to break them. So many sticks together is we're associating with all the devotees and we're performing devotional service together. And what's another benefit of association with devotees is faith. This is a very, very important ingredient in Krishna consciousness and association. And seeking good association. Seeking association of those devotees that will challenge us. We want to be challenged. We want to be pushed. We want to take instruction from those devotees who are more advanced than us. And of course, it all starts with Srila Prabhupada. We're taking instruction from him. There's many wonderful devotees in our ISKCON movement that have been around for 45, 50 years. I've seen this myself, and it's so glorious. It's wonderful to see the advancement that these devotees are making. And we learn. We learn by example. Example is more important than precept. So, one verse that comes to mind here in Bhagavad Gita about developing faith and by association, the benefit of that association that we get faith by associating with these wonderful devotees. Ninth chapter, third verse, most confidential knowledge, the most confidential knowledge. So in text 3, those who are not faithful, Shraddhana, Purusha Dharma Syasya Parantapa, Apapyamam Nivartante, Mrityu Samsara Vartmani. Those who are not faithful in this devotional service cannot attain me. So we can't possibly go back to Godhead. We cannot be on this path. We cannot develop love for God unless we have faith. So the faithless cannot accomplish this process of devotional service. That is the purport of this verse. So this next line here is a very, very important instruction by Srila Prabhupada and something to remember constantly. Faith is created by association with devotees. Faith is created by association with devotees. Unfortunate people, even after hearing all the evidence of the Vedic literature from great personalities, still have no faith in God. They are hesitant and cannot stay fixed in the devotional service of the Lord. Thus, faith is a most important factor in progress in Krishna consciousness. In the Chaitanya Charitamrita, it is said that faith is the complete conviction that simply by serving the Supreme Lord, Sri Krishna, one can achieve all perfection. That is the real faith. That is called real faith. As stated in the Srimad Bhagavatam 4.31.14, Yata Tora Mula Nishchaschena Tripyanti Tatskanda Bujo Pashakaha Prano Praharachcha Yatendriyanam Tataiva Sarvaham Achuteja. By giving water to the root of the tree, one satisfies its branches, twigs, and leaves. And by supplying food to the stomach, one satisfies all the senses of the body. Similarly, by engaging in the transcendental service of the Supreme Lord, one automatically satisfies all the demigods and all other living entities. So again, in order to develop this faith, association is very, very important. Good association. And also, being good association. I also wanted to make reference to the introduction of the first canto, where it says that Roy, Ramananda Roy, then suggested renunciation of the Varnashram Dharma and acceptance of devotional service. Actually, I'll skip to the next paragraph. It is further suggested by Roy that attainment of spiritual realization freed from this material conception of life is the topmost achievement for a living being. The Lord rejected this suggestion also because on the plea of such spiritual realization, much havoc has been wrought by unscrupulous persons. Therefore, all of a sudden, this is not possible. The Roy then suggested sincere association of self-realized souls and hearing submissively the transcendental message of the pastimes of the personality of Godhead. So, hearing from the self-realized soul, Srila Prabhupada. Associating with Srila Prabhupada through his instructions, that is, reading his books, studying his books, speaking about his books, what we have read, Shravanam, Kirtanam, and then remembering Krishna, Vishnu Smaranam. So, hearing and chanting. But he is very important, hearing from the self-realized soul. And glorifying the self-realized soul. It says in the introduction here, To glorify a great man is a natural instinct for living beings. Whether it be a politician or someone who has a lot of money or someone who has a lot of fame. Fame, adoration, distinction. So ordinary people want to worship that particular individual. And Srila Prabhupada says to glorify a great man is a natural instinct for living beings. But they have not learned how to glorify the Lord. Very important point coming up now. Perfection of life is attained simply by glorifying the Lord in association with a self-realized devotee of the Lord. The International Society for Krishna Consciousness has been formed for this purpose. There's an asterisk, and then at the bottom it says, the International Society for Krishna Consciousness has been formed for this purpose. So Srila Prabhupada has created this International Society for Krishna Consciousness so we have a place to associate with devotees. It is very difficult or next to impossible to become self-realized if we don't take good association of devotees. So devotees here, we're gathering every morning in the temple. We're seeing each other in the community. We're reminding each other of Krishna. And for those of you who are on the internet at home or listening in your cars as you're driving to work, you're also associating. And you can also associate with Krishna through hearing Srila Prabhupada's lectures, through reading Srila Prabhupada's books. By doing service from far, or even doing service here at the temple. There's so many different services that can be done. So the main thing is to stay connected. Somehow or another, stay connected. And with every situation you're in your life, stay connected. Okay. Another reference that I found was the example of Narada. And as we were reading earlier, the devotee Bhagavata is a direct representative of Bhagavan, the personality of Godhead. So by pleasing the devotee Bhagavata, one can receive the benefit of book Bhagavata. Human reason fails to understand how by serving the devotee Bhagavata or the book Bhagavata, one gets gradual promotion on the path of devotion. But actually, these facts are explained by Srila Narayanadev, who happened to be a maidservant's son in his previous life. The maidservant was engaged in the menial service of the sages, and thus he came into contact with them. And simply by associating with them, and accepting the remnants of foodstuffs left by the sages, the son of the maidservant got the chance to become the great devotee and personality, Srila Narayanadev. These are the miraculous efforts of the association of the Bhagavatas. So again, we see the the potency, we see the strength, we see the importance of associating with devotees. There's that verse, Aranam Sarvesham Vishnuranam Param, Tasmat Parcharam Devi Siddhiyanam Samarchanam. Lord Shiva speaking with Parvati. That of all worship, the best worship is the worship of Lord Vishnu. But what's better than that? The worship of the devotee, the Vaishnava. So that's what we're all here for. We're here to worship each other. We're here to associate with each other. We're here to take association. Now, there's different ways to associate with each other, and there's different ways to show love for one another. There's a very wonderful verse in the Nectar of Instruction that there's six different ways to show loving exchanges amongst devotees. One is to offer prasadam. Another one is to accept prasadam. So if someone comes to you and says, "Oh, Prabhu, I have some maha prasadam for you." "Oh, no, that's okay. I've had this happen before." "No, no, that's all right. Prabhu, accept. Accept the prasadam. Even if you want to give it to someone else, accept the prasadam." According to Rupa Goswami, Nectar of Instruction, this is the loving exchanges between devotees. So offering prasadam and accepting prasadam. That's easy. We have plenty of prasadam here. So that's always an easy one. Next one is giving gifts. Could be anything as simple as a pair of socks. It could be anything. It could be a watch. You could be offering a gift in the way of a garland, although that also falls under prasadam. So there's different ways. Gifts. Someone gives you a drum. And accepting gifts. So giving and accepting. So those are another two exchanges of love between devotees. And then revealing the mind in confidence. Okay? Revealing the mind to someone in confidence. And inquiring confidentially. So these are the six different ways that devotees show love for one another. We're very fortunate to have the association of devotees. And for anyone listening, imagine how it feels to be without the association of devotees. It's very dry and it's very challenging. Once you get with the devotees or you have that association, it's very refreshing. It's really wonderful. Even just seeing the devotees in this community, we're so fortunate that we're all in this small area and we can look out our windows and we can see devotees doing devotional service. It reminded me of when I was in Vrindavan and in Mayapur. In February, so many devotees doing devotional service. In Mayapur, you're within the confines of the Dham of Mayapur. And wherever you look, there's devotees doing service. Or you hear them chanting. Or you hear kirtan. Or they're doing some devotional service. Or the smell of prasadam. In Vrindavan, being in the temple, going down the path, the Parikram path, going to so many holy places with the association of devotees is very ecstatic, very rejuvenating. And for anyone that hasn't been in the association of devotees for a while, and then they come back and they associate with the devotees, as soon as they come here, they feel a breath of fresh air almost. It's very ecstatic. So we all need each other here. Things definitely go nicely, go better when we do things in association of the devotees. By nature, we all associate. We're all beings, social beings. We all associate. So if we don't associate with devotees and we don't associate with Krishna and the spiritual process, then gradually, if we don't do that, then we have to go somewhere else, and we associate with non-devotees, people that are not interested in Krishna consciousness. People have very bad habits, and then that just degrades one. It degrades one. Last week, Srila Prabhupada was speaking about, from Srimad Bhagavatam, what we read in the morning, Savas Prabhu read. It's so important to associate with the devotees. That he was so heavy about it that, what, only an animal would leave the association of devotees? And then gradually we just spiral down into lower species again. We don't want that. We all left that for a reason, and we all came to Krishna consciousness for a reason. So we have to hold on to each other very tightly and associate with each other. And if there's some misunderstanding or misgiving or some, you know, we're not seeing eye to eye for some reason, we mustn't just sweep it under the rug and expect it's going to go away. Let's come together and, Prabhu, let's discuss this. Let's resolve this. Otherwise, this festers in the heart, and before we know it, bad feelings are there, and we start looking at each other in the wrong way. We start committing offenses. We spoke about that recently, about offenses. And that waters the creeper of devotional service. Excuse me, it puts out, like it's like pouring water on, you know, we have this like ecstatic, this devotional service we're doing. But then we just start throwing water on it. We're putting it out. We're putting out that ecstatic, you know, experience. And then envy starts coming. And before we know it, we're looking at devotees in the wrong way. And then we become offensive and we start blaspheming. And then we stop chanting and we lose our taste. And then we leave. And we're covered over. And that's not fun. Again, we left that. We're here for a reason. So, on this day, let's focus on the value of devotee association, the benefits of devotee association, and what it is that we can do for each other in Krishna consciousness. Even something insignificant. Say something, Prabhu, your service is incredible. And why you think the service is incredible. Or bring some nice prasadam to somebody. Or, Prabhu, is there something I can help you with in your, with your devotional service? I want to do some service for you. What can I do? And in this way, we're not only we serving each other, but we're serving Srila Prabhupada, and then ultimately we're serving Sri Sri Gaur Nitai, Jagannath Baladev Subhadra, and Rukmini Dwarkadish. Does anybody have anything that they would like to add to this topic of association with devotees? Okay, Bhakti Brad Prabhu. Maharaj, did you have something you... Okay, so first Bhakti Brad Prabhu, and then Amal Bhakti Swami.
Thank you for a wonderful class, Prabhu.
Thank you, Prabhu.
It's more of a comment. I was reading the other day that Tamal Krishna Goswami, he said, Tamal Krishna Goswami commented that if you're ever feeling sluggish or unmotivated or ungrateful for association of devotees or devotional service, to imagine a day with no devotional service, no association, no chanting, none of the processes that we practice. And just by contemplating that, you can become more motivated and grateful for the opportunity that we have.
Jai, thank you for that. Now we'll hear from Amal Bhakti Swami.
Thank you very much for a very inspiring class.
Jai, thank you.
Art of and the need for association with devotees. And I hope you'll take it to heart, because it is the basis and is the means by which we can enthuse each other, inspire each other, uplift each other. As he was just mentioning, a devotee may not be feeling very enthusiastic or very energetic, but by associating with another devotee who is, he picks up that swing, so to speak, and he begins to feel and express and speak in a similar way, because enthusiasm is contagious, just as being unenthusiastic is contagious. But what I wanted to mention just very briefly was the point that you had nicely made about Narada Muni when he was a young boy and he was acting, doing service for the sages who were staying at the Brahmin's school during the rainy season. And when that finished, of course, they departed. And then Narada Muni's mother, she departed. When I say they departed, I meant they left that mm-hmm. ashram. But his mother's departure was basically a death. And therefore, he was all alone. He was only about 5 years old. So then he went out roaming, so to speak, and trying to put into practice what he had learned from the sages. He was not perfect at that time. That's my point. He had gained the means. He gained the knowledge. He gained the guidance of how to become perfect. And he used that very nicely, in which at some point he sat down and began meditating in his heart, and he began to see the Supreme Lord, which was an amazing for any five-year-old boy to be able to see the Lord within his own heart. So then the Lord disappeared. And Narada Muni, of course, during that time, he was very, very blissful, very very happy, very peaceful, very strong. It was an unusual, unbelievable experience, but he wanted it to continue. But the Lord disappeared. So then Narada Muni opened his eyes and he was looking around. Where is the Lord? Where is he? So the Lord's voice appeared to him, and he said, "No, you won't see me anymore in this kalpa, in this period. You will have to work much harder in devotional service, and you will see me in the next kalpa," which kalpa, by the way, is 8,400,000 years. That's a day and a night of Rama. So he said, so it shows that the Lord is, in one sense, very merciful, very easy, very kind and loving and gave him a taste of what it's like to be in the high realized state. But on the other hand, he made it very clear that it's not going to come automatically. It's not going to become just remembering some nice verses. It's going to come through the hard work of loving devotional service. And in the next kalpa, yes, you will see me. And of course, what we see now in the scripture of Narada Muni is the result of that service, that love, that dedication that he never left.
Jai, thank you very much. So we can stop here. I want to thank everybody for their association. Thank you for coming to Bhagavatam class and on the internet as well. Thank you very much for tuning in. And I hope you all have a wonderful day in Krishna consciousness. Hare Krishna.
Oh, okay.